listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 468. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Most women in business are building incredible businesses, but they're only one unexpected event away from losing absolutely everything. Not because they aren't capable, but because they haven't put three simple protections in place. Today, we're talking about those three things. Now, I have to be honest, this isn't the most glamorous topic in business. It's not marketing, it's not scaling, it's not lead generation or revenue strategies like I normally talk about. But it is one of the most important conversations we can have as women who are building businesses, creating wealth, and supporting families. Because something I'm seeing more and more is women working incredibly hard to build successful businesses, but they haven't put the structures in place that actually protect everything that they've built. Your business, your assets, your children, and your legacy. And this topic has come up not only because I'm updating my own will, but as I start working with women in business and they start to come into my mastermind or one-on-one or VIP days or et cetera, I'm asking them these questions that I'm about to share with you today. And it's becoming more and more apparent that, again, women are so capable of building these amazing businesses, but they're forgetting these three important things. And let me tell you, when you're running a business, when you have trusts, when you have assets, when you have children, when you have a partner, and there are family dynamics involved, it becomes quite a complex process, if I'm being honest. But complexity isn't a reason to avoid it. If anything, it's the exact reason why you need to address it and get started today. Because if something unexpected happened tomorrow, the question becomes, would everything you've worked so hard to build actually be protected? So today I want to talk about three things that every woman in business needs to have in place. So let's get started. In no particular order, the first thing, number one, your will, protecting your legacy. A will is something many people will freaking avoid. And trust me, I avoided it for many years. It's uncomfortable. It forces us to think about scenarios we'd rather not consider. And because of that, many people delay it. But once you start building assets, running businesses, investing in property, or raising children, a will becomes absolutely fucking essential. Because without one, ultimate decisions about your estate can be made by the legal system rather than by you. And that can create enormous stress and confusion for the people that you leave behind and that love you the most. As I said before, I'm currently updating my own will right now. And this has again required an additional level of thinking through multiple layers. There are now different business structures involved. There are trusts involved. There are assets that need to be accounted for. And most importantly, there are children, aka Finley and Chloe, whose future needs to be protected. When you run a business, your will should address questions like who manages the business if something happens to you? Who benefits from the income generated by that business? Are your assets distributed? Who's responsible for overseeing these decisions? These are not decisions, in my opinion, that you want to be left by chance. And something really important to remember is that a will isn't something you create once and never revisit. Your life changes, your business grows, your circumstances evolve, which means your will should be reviewed regularly so it reflects your current situation. Just like mine is, I've had my will in place for many, many years, but I'm now reviewing it now that my divorce is completely final. My partner's moved in with us. We've got the third business, the Healing Center of Australia. I've bought a new investment property in the last 12 months through my self-managed super and looking at being another. So these are things that I need to constantly be reconsidering, right? So number one, your will. The second thing, that I want to talk to you about is protecting yourself while you're here. Before we continue with this episode, I want to ask you something. If someone asked you, are you a speaker? What would you say? Now, before you dismiss that, you're already speaking. You're speaking in sales conversations. You're speaking on Zoom calls. You're speaking in rooms where decisions are being made about your business. The real question isn't, are you speaking? But rather, are you still doing the talking without the payoff? That's why I'm excited to share our 2026 gold sponsor for my three-day Women in Business Conference, Jacqueline Brooker, founder of the Business of Speaking. Jacqueline teaches founders how to turn their expertise into bookable assets, paid stages, and speaking-driven revenue streams. This isn't about hype or manifesting a keynote. It's about positioning, structure, and commercial strategy. If you've ever thought, I know my work is powerful, but I'm not landing the right opportunities, this is for you. Jacqueline has gifted my audience her free guide, The Paid Speaker One-Sheet Swipe Files, showing you exactly how to position yourself so event organizers and decision makers see you as worth paying. You can download it now at businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. Again, that URL is businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. If you're ready to speak like your business depends on it, start here by heading to Jacqueline's URL, businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. Now let's get back to the episode. The second protection that many women in business overlook is insurance. When you are employed from a 9-to-5, many of those protections are built into your workplace benefits. But when you run your own business, the responsibility shifts back onto, dun, 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 you. Now, there are a few key types of insurances that are particularly important, in my opinion. The first is life insurance. Life insurance ensures that if something happens to you, your family is financially supported, right? To me, none of these are as important as the other, such as your wills are not as important as the insurance. They're equally as important. They factor into everything. The second is trauma insurance. And this is one that many people don't even realize exists. Trauma insurance provides a lump sum payment if you're diagnosed with a serious illness such as cancer, stroke, or heart attack. Why does this matter? Because illnesses don't just impact your health. It impacts your ability to work. It impacts your ability to run your business, and it impacts your ability to generate income, especially if you have a personal brand like me. So having trauma insurance can provide financial breathing room so you can focus on recovery rather than worrying about how everything is going to be paid for. Another area business owners don't realize is that workers' compensation often doesn't automatically cover you as the director of the business. Many people assume they're covered under the company's policy, but that's not always the case. Which means if you're injured while working, whether that's traveling to an event, speaking at a conference, running a workshop, or meeting clients, you may not actually be protected unless you have the correct cover in place. For me, for example, Grant is an employee of the Angela Henderson Company, PTOI LTD. But as the director, I have to get director's insurance. So even though I'm paying a nice amount of money for workers' insurance work cover for Grant, I have to get a separate policy. So again, please make sure that you are doing your due diligence when you're looking and reviewing at all those things. And again, as women running businesses, we are constantly on the move. We are traveling, we are hosting events, we're leading teams, we're managing clients, and we're just juggling a lot. Insurance isn't about expecting something bad to happen, but it is about ensuring that if something unexpected does happen, you and your family are going to be supported. Now, the third thing that you need to be looking at is protecting your business. In this particular area, something that I'm seeing way too fucking often, women running incredible businesses, but without proper legal foundations in place, no client agreements, no clear contracts, no terms and conditions. And unfortunately, that can put your business in a very vulnerable position. When you're selling services, delivering programs, working with clients, or running events, you need clear legal documentation that outlines things such as, but not limited to, payment terms, refund policies, intellectual property, expectations and responsibilities. Without these particular protections, even a simple disagreement can quickly become complicated. And unfortunately, all it takes is one situation for a business owner to realize why having these protections in place actually matters. Legal contracts are not about creating distance between you and your clients. They're about creating clarity for both parties. It protects your time, it protects your income, and it protects the business you've worked so hard to build. As your business grows, having strong legal foundations becomes even more important, in my opinion. Now, as we start to wrap up this particular episode, if you take anything away from today's episode, I want you to ask yourself three simple questions. Do you have an updated will? Do you have the right insurance protections in place? And does your business have the legal foundations it needs? These are not the most exciting parts of running a business and living the life that you want, but they are some of the most important. Because building a successful business isn't just about growth. It's about protection. It's about being responsible. And it's about making sure that everything you've worked so damn hard to build continues to support the people you love. So if this is something you've been putting off, consider this your gentle reminder, AKA your throat punch. Book the appointment with the lawyer, speak to your financial advisor, review your current insurances, and whatever you do, make sure the right legal protections are equally in place. Because protecting your business, your children, and your legacy is one of the most powerful things you can do as a woman in business. And remember, if you've been able to gain valuable information from my podcast, have you ever considered what it would actually be like to work with me, to have my brains on your business? Now, there are a variety of ways that I can support you to scale your business, such as a VIP day, one-on-one support, my mastermind, my Bali retreat, my three-day women in business conference, or even just a one-off strategy session. You can explore the ways to work with me, or if you'd like to book a discovery call, by heading to angelahenderson.com.au. But for now, I want you to consider the three things that we talked about today in order to protect your future, your children, and your legacy. Have a beautiful day, Ange. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.